An expected but official end comes to the high school spring sports season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
The last 45 days has seemed like one roller coaster after another, and earlier this week we hit another unfortunate valley in the seemingly never-ending list of cancellations. At Tuesday's WIAA Board of Control meeting, which was conducted via video conference, the board voted to officially cancel spring sports competitions and tournaments, dashing whatever slim hopes remained of salvaging something from the WIAA season. With the state of Wisconsin's order closing schools through the end of the academic year, which was later clarified to mean June 30th, it required all school facilities and extracurriculars to be closed as well. Some were hoping for some kind of reduced summer season for spring sports that could be held in July, but the logistics and uncertainties around what may or may not be allowable then were too challenging to overcome. Sensitive to the desire by many players, coaches, schools, and parents to want some kind of closure or final opportunities for spring sports athletes, the WIAA did amend off-season summer contact rules to allow school-sponsored coaching contact to increase from 5 days to 30, if or when state and local health guidelines allow. For instance, this could allow spring sports teams to get together in July for practices, scrimmages, or even competitions, including recently graduated seniors. The decision of if or how to do this would be left up to local districts. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.